This for me is a very strange day of the church year. There seems to be so much going on, and I think the liturgy helps to recreate what it must have felt like that last week of Jesus' earthly life. We've had all these things going on, and it's good, I think, to think about what's happened, what is about to happen, and sort it all out. We have this week of waiting. Holy Week begins today. We have this week of waiting for the resurrection, and we go through all kinds of emotions and liturgies that help us sort of relive the things that happened to Jesus. And I think about the responses that well up in us as we begin this journey. We start with a parade, and then we have the way of the cross, and then we will have the day of resurrection. In our gospel reading today, we've seen the human heart run the range of emotion from elation to violence, from Hosanna to crucify him. I think about that movement from glory to grief, and I think back to a time that some of you may not remember because you're much younger than I am, but there was a time, I believe it was 86, when the Challenger space shuttle was launched. And if you did not see it, that you may have seen video of it, you see that all these people gathered, and it was a much more exciting launch of the shuttle than usual because a woman named Krista McAuliffe was a teacher, and she was going to be the first teacher in space, and she was on that space shuttle mission. So there was even more excitement than there usually is. So you see the video, and you see all of this crowd gathered, including her parents and her loved ones, hundreds of people to see it. And then you see the launch take place, and seconds later, there's an explosion. And if you've seen the video, you see people kind of looking at each other like they're not sure what they saw. And for the untrained eye, it was very hard for people there to know whether that was supposed to happen or not, because you couldn't really see very clearly from the ground. They came to see this wonderful, exciting thing, and then all of a sudden they realized they had seen something tragic. Think about that range of emotions as we see Jesus undergo the progression from this triumphal parade to a cruel crucifixion, from celebration to disbelief to horror. We came here to say Hosanna, and we ended up a mob saying, crucify him. The people there with Jesus in his time probably looked around at each other thinking, surely this isn't what was supposed to happen. Maybe I just don't know what to look for. Is this what I came here to see? Today, Palm Sunday, is the day that we ponder this week that stretches out ahead of us, and the celebration that begins, and then the horror, and then ultimately the resurrection. I invite you to be present in that time. I invite you to put yourself in the place of the people who were there, including Jesus, who arrived at the cross and wondered, what went wrong? Was this supposed to happen? Be with those people who saw this story from the other side of the cross, who thought they showed up to see something glorious and left in disbelief and horror. Be with those people who tried to understand what had just happened. Don't take the easy way out. Don't say, well, Jesus knew all along how it would turn out. Think of him in his full humanity. His fear, his confusion, his desperate attempt to trust God the Father. It's interesting that you may have noticed that we have new stations of the cross lining the windows, and we will dedicate those later. But we ordered them from a place with a Roman Catholic emphasis. And so instead of 14, we got 15. Because there are 15 stations, in some traditions, they have one that celebrates the resurrection. We don't put that one up. There's a very good reason. And the reason is so that we can be with Jesus in this painful time and remember what he went through as a human being without cutting to the chase and saying none of this mattered because he's resurrected. We use 14 stations. Spoiler alert, 15 is in my bedroom room. We'll bring it out next Sunday. But try to be present in this. This is Holy Week. We have a lot of services that remember and help us to try to understand what went on. Be with the people who were at these events. Be with them who couldn't understand what they were seeing, who found themselves going from Hosanna to crucify him. Let your ideas of power and of the Messiah be pushed to the limit, to that place of wondering what you missed or what went wrong. If you're like me, you still ask these same questions even though we're on this side of the cross. God is in control, right? Is this the glory we came to see? Is it supposed to be like this?